We're here with Murray State President, Dr. Bob Davies. This is our first in a monthly conversation series with Dr. Davies. And he's had an awfully busy week last week with a board retreat, the first Board of Regents meeting. And you've been giving your marching orders, so to speak.
That's a good way to put it. No, we had the my first official retreat with the board and interactions with the whole Board of Regents. It was a hectic week. It was a great week, really, to sit down, especially at the planning retreat, and put a lot of things on the table. But also at the same time, talk about some of the philosophical issues, some of the fundamentals and the roles of the governing board, the roles of the president, and the roles of the faculty, staff as well. In preparation for the retreat, we gave them three pretty lengthy documents. One was actually a book that was just recently published called Governance Reconsidered, and it presented a lot of different case studies and analysis of what makes an effective board, where are some of the challenges, what has at other universities, what has gone right with the governing boards. And also, just as we all know, we learn more at times from what goes wrong. And this book really presented a lot of different case studies along those lines and provided a lot of examples for our board to look at and say, where are we on that spectrum? Where are we in terms of micromanaging, and where are we too far away and need to get a little bit closer in? And that book really enabled those type of discussions to occur. And I was very, very pleased with the way the board handled that discussion and presented that discussion and basically said, we're here to govern. We're not here to manage. We're not here to be a hindrance. We want to provide the tools necessary for this institution to move forward. And here are the things that we believe that the governing board needs to be part of. And they're at the 30,000-foot level. And that's the important part. That carried over into the board meeting and some of the discussions there. A good set of committee meetings and a great set of the board itself. And we're going to be, one of the things that came out actually too is how the board is structured in the committee meetings and whatnot. I think we're going to be able to streamline the process a little bit and make it more transparent and more inclusive of the university community, which, again, I think is real important.
You mentioned the big picture, and the big picture of the university is going to rely largely upon a strategic plan that you've mentioned that will be one of your most significant efforts over the first 6 months of your presidency. And you're starting to, it sounds like you're starting to kind of get the broad strokes of the strategic plan together, including the three main drivers, which would be endeavor, achievement, and hope, which you are pulling from the Murray State Shield. If you could tell us how you see those three aspects or characteristics of the strategic plan playing into the specific role of a university.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to really put things in context along those lines. Dr. Rennie Wells set up the institution with three pillars of thought, and that was achievement, endeavor, and hope. Achievement is those day-to-day activities that we set strategic objectives and goals, and we surpass them. And those are important strategic goals and objectives. And we work and tailor our actions and our ideas and our thoughts to achieving those. Endeavor is a little bit wider. Those are how do we take on larger issues over a period of time, over a consistent effort. And then hope. And hope to me is how do we transcend one's ideals and thoughts for the better of society. So those are kind of the three pillars I see that Murray State has had for 92 years. And we need to translate those into our actions and our steps and our thoughts as we move forward. But moreover, I think there are four themes that I want to pursue through our strategic planning process. The first one is we are an academic institution. And so we need to be thinking about how do we maintain our premier academic culture and reputation of quality. How do we make sure that we are always at that standard of being known for a high-quality academic institution that prepares our students through rigor, through the academic programs, and those academic programs meet the needs and demands of our communities and moving forward. At that same time, student success. How do we ensure that when we admit a student to Murray State University, that we will provide them a pathway? Now, they may choose to veer off that pathway, but how do we ensure that there's a pathway for them to succeed? Be it graduation, be it higher learning and knowledge, be it whatever goals that they have, that both curricular and co-curricular, that we are providing them for that pathway for success. Also, it's very important that we further the depth and breadth of knowledge. And this is done through our research and scholarship and creative activities. That builds into student success. That builds into academic quality. But we need to be thinking about how do we infuse student learning, student research, with faculty research? How do we ensure that we have applied and basic research? How do we make sure that we continue to have creative pursuits that advance our cultural and civic missions as well? And then finally, how do we continue to intertwine ourselves with the communities that we serve? We are a regional university. We are here to partner with the region on many different fronts, economically, civically, culturally, educationally. How do we make sure that we are always intertwined with those efforts?
When do you hope to roll out this strategic plan?
Well, it will be an evolutionary process, first of all. I think when people think about strategic plans, it's a lot of people say, oh, here we go again. We're going to do a bunch of work, put it into a nice pamphlet, and then put it on the shelf and never look at it again. To me, that's a waste of time, to be very blunt. To me, it's important that we develop a process that ensures that it is reviewed periodically. And then when I say periodically, in some cases quarterly, in some cases annually, some cases will be biannually, depending upon the goal and objective. So that will be part of the outcome process. Where I think it's more important is thinking about the input process. Right now, what I'm looking to do is to formulate a strategic planning task force, if you will, that will be representative throughout the university community, faculty, staff, students from all different disciplines, and also a couple community members. I don't see this being a real large group, but what I do see is that we would have expertise in some key areas. And then those individuals and those would then form more work that would feed into that. This will be not a top-down process. All of a sudden the book arrives. It will be a process in which we'll be engaging throughout the university community in many different ways. In doing so, we need to ask ourselves some very difficult questions as well. Admission policies. Are we, as I mentioned, student success? When we admit a student, we need to make sure that they have a pathway towards success. And in doing so, we need to make sure that we have a robust enrollment to fulfill our mission. But do we need to take a look at our admission policies? I think we do. I think some of our retention rates of specific units and specific demographics warrant that out. We need to take a look at our tuition policies. We need to take a look at our finances. One of the key things that jumped out of me with regards to finances, in the academic year 09-10, the average net revenue per student for Murray State was $10,400. Our peer institutions in the IPEDS data, which is basically the other schools in Kentucky, was 10,432. So we were right there. The last data point for that is our actual net revenue per student declined to 10,247, while the average for our peer institutions increased to 12,073. We need to be thinking about how we discount our tuition. We need to be thinking about the scholarships, internal scholarships that we're offering. We need to be thinking about our overall structure so that we can ensure we have access. We need to work on cost and then quality. To me, that's the golden pyramid of access, cost, and quality, and how do we want to manage within that?
One other major discussion point that occurred over the past few days includes something the entire campus is aware of, but not maybe many people in the region, and that is the changes to Title IX and the Clery Act, which relate to things that you can and can't do as a faculty, staff, or student on campus, some related to sexual assault, some related to reporting alleged abuse or assault on campus. And I wondered if you could kind of provide for folks in the region who aren't necessarily aware of this, what's happening?
Sure. Well, I think that there's a two-part answer to your question. One is some of the changes that have gone on at the federal and state level. A lot of people, especially outside the university community, hear Title IX. They immediately go to athletics. Title IX deals with anti-discrimination at all levels. It deals with safety at all levels. It wants to ensure that our universities across the country are what we stand for, a oasis in where one can be free of their gender, be free of their religion, their race, their ethnicity, and feel free to explore new ideas and have the safety that they're not going to be punished for doing that. And to me, that's the ultimate effort. We do not want to have the assaults and the violence and discriminations and everything else. That is what the epitome of the American university is all about. And Title IX is that legal side of that. I want to be very clear. When I was meeting with a group of individuals about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they asked me, they said, you know, Bob, you're a very likable guy, you're very fun, you're very accessible. Are you going to have a come down hard on somebody? How are you going to do that? Is there a point where you're not going to bend? This is one of them. this. We need to make sure that, we have a safe campus. We need to make sure that our faculty, staff, and our students have the freedom and the safety net with them, that they are able to explore their ideas without discrimination, without fear of retaliation or retribution.
Well, Dr. Bob Davies, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. We have our monthly conversations here. If you've missed any of this, you can hear it all online at WKMS.org. Dr. Davies, thanks.
Well, thank you very much, and I always look forward to these conversations. And in the future, what I would like to do is bring in some faculty and staff to join us in these conversations, because we have so many amazing to be, I mean, just the faculty and staff and what they're doing. It's absolutely amazing, and having some guests along with these one-on-ones with us to explore out, to really show how we are achieving in many different ways, how we are endeavoring in major questions of society today, and how we're creating hope, because that's what it's all about.
Thanks so much.